The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, if you can hear my voice, raise your hand.
I got mine up.
Okay. There's still some people that haven't raised their hands. And you know what? I'm going to let it go.
In the back,
God looks on the heart.
Yeah.
If you can hear my voice, you're going to hear some interesting things right now. You ready?
Okay.
What's today?
Today is Tuesday.
Gosh. Okay. Today's Tuesday, the 29th.
The 29th, yes.
Of June. Okay, of June. Folks, as you know, there's what, 2 days left in the month or one day?
The 1 day. It's a 30-day.
Okay.
30 days.
So just
September.
1 day left to celebrate Pride Month, folks. Get out the confetti. Okay, here's what I think. I think Pride Month, well, you know what? I'm going to say this in a minute. Let me get some announcements out of the way first. But this is... it's a strange thing to have to talk about, but I want to talk about Pride Month in a second. But let me just mention, at the end of the segment, for the rest of this hour, an hour or two, we're talking to our friend Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. He's a believer in Yeshua, whom we call Jesus. And he's written books called The Harbinger, The...
The Paradigm.
The Paradigm.
Yes, yes.
I interviewed him in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I hope you saw that before YouTube scrubbed it. But honestly, he has discovered, I don't know how you put this without making it sound cheesy, because it's really not cheesy, because you think it might be cheesy until you read it, and then you go, uh-oh.
I know.
It's not cheesy. This is real. He's discovered parallels in the Scripture with regard to the rise and fall of leaders and things. And we're going to talk about that. He sees Trump as a type of Jehu. He sees, I think, Hillary Clinton as a type of Jezebel. Not that we're judging.
No, no.
He sees it's really fascinating, but you have to hear him talk about it. We're going to talk to him about that. He even has an absolutely astonishing parallel with what happened at the Capitol on January 6th.
Yes, that's
you've got to hear this stuff.
Yeah,
and there's other stuff that I actually was aghast, and my mouth was agape.
It takes a lot to get you aghast, and you were.
I was aghast, A-G-H-A-S-T, and my mouth was agape, A-G-A-P-E, not to be confused with agape, which is spelled the same way. Okay, so he's coming up.
Okay,
tomorrow... We have a blistering first hour tomorrow with Charlie Kirk. We recorded this at NRB in Dallas last week. It was kind of an amazing conversation. And what did we get an hour out of it? How did it?
The first hour.
So it's a full
Charlie.
40 tomorrow.
Yeah.
So tomorrow we're going to have that on. Now, by the way, we post all this stuff on video, so it's on our Rumble channel. If you're not signed up for Rumble, you might want to do that. But let me say this. Maybe I've never mentioned this before. You need to go to ericmetaxas.com. You just need to do it once, and I think today's your day. Sign up for the newsletter. We will send you videos of all these things. We cannot possibly communicate with you in any other way. We've been canceled at YouTube, as you know. It gets difficult. Please go to ericmetaxas.com. Sign up for the newsletter. This stuff will be sent right to you. So the video... and the conversation I had with Charlie Kirk, it airs on the program tomorrow, but you're going to want to send the video to some people. We talked about amazing things. It's one of the most fun conversations I've had in a long time, and I've had a lot of fun conversations. In hour two tomorrow, we speak to Votestradamus.
Oh,
Votestradamus knows all, tells all, good luck charms.
Yep.
Kevin McCullough, a.k.a. Votestradamus, alias KMC Radio. He is a friend, and we're going to talk about current events. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff tomorrow. So tomorrow is lunacy. And again, if you can't tune in, maybe we come on at 1 a.m. On your radio. All you need to do is go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletter, and the stuff will be sent right to you. You know how to do that, don't you?
Please.
You just, you know, it's an email thing. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then on Friday?
Friday
gets crazy up in here, y'all.
Yeah.
Because here's what's happening on Friday. Friday is July 2nd. Now, I'm going to be in Kansas City starting tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. I'm Kansas City at IHOP, International House of Prayer. We're going to be there with Chris Reed, Ken Fish, and Mike Bickle. It's going to be crazy. I'm talking about Bonhoeffer. I'm talking about Luther. There's prophetic stuff. There's ministry. All that crazy stuff.
Yeah, prayer crazy.
That if you live in Holland, Michigan, just declare Ichabod and run. But I just want to say this. Since I'm away, I thought this weekend is, well, a couple things. For Saturday, I fly back at the crack of dawn to be at the Sean Foyt event, which is a Let Us Worship event in New York City in the Bronx. If you can possibly get to Kansas City for these events, go to my website, ericmetaxas.com, under speaking. It gives you the details. If you can get to New York City on Saturday evening, early evening, you don't want to miss it. But since I'm out of town and I'm doing all this fun stuff, on Friday, this Friday, which is the 2nd, to celebrate July 4th, we're going to replay Yankee Doodle Muggsy. It's my children's book that I did with Tim Ragland. We did Uncle Muggsy and the Terrible Twins of Christmas and the sequel, Yankee Doodle Muggsy. It is a celebration of July 4th and American independence against the British, from the British. And we're going to play it on this program. I do a dramatic reading of it. We've just prepared, Chris Himes prepared a beautifully produced piece for this, right?
Beautiful, yeah.
But if you want to know what this is, you can go to mystore.com. At mystore.com, you can find those books, the Muggsy books. Tim Ragland and I have done them. So it's mystore.com. Use the code Eric. They are practically priced for free. I don't think we make a dime. We might make a dime.
Yes.
But I doubt it, because when I think of the labor we put involved, we don't factor that
right.
in.
And you have to split that with Tim Ragland.
I got to split it with Tim Ragland, the bum, and Mike Lindell, the other bum. But it's Mike Lindell's birthday, so I take that back. But not about Tim. So let me say that yesterday we announced it was Mike Lindell's birthday.
Yes.
A lot of people are going to mystore.com and mypillow.com. Use the code Eric to celebrate his birthday. The day before, I said it was my birthday because you know what? It was my birthday.
It was.
And it was my father's birthday, too.
Yeah.
And except he's 36 years older than I am to the day, obviously. And I said, since this is my birthday, people should pre-order my book, which is coming out October. It's called Is Atheism Dead? And so many people pre-ordered it. Now, you can pre-order it at Barnes & Noble. You can pre-order it at Amazon. You know, all these unpleasant places. But I want to tell you, folks, so many of you pre-ordered it that it hit number one in atheism. I was number one in atheism.
Whoa, great,
and I was
man.
And if only a few more people had ordered it, it would have gone down to zero, and
only,
we would have broken the internet.
If only there wasn't a God, it'd be even more impressive.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
So Is Atheism Dead is the book that's coming out in October. I have to say, I am outrageously excited about it, and I don't say that about all of my books. This is a you'll see.
Yeah.
But if you can pre-order it to celebrate my birthday as a thank you to me for all I do around the house, taking out the garbage and stuff, or you know, maybe you don't like me and you want to order it for that reason, whatever reason,
I'm getting 10. Then
you want to go to, you can go to Amazon or Barnes and Noble, whatever it is, I don't know, it doesn't matter to me. But if you pre-order it, it makes a huge difference when the book finally comes out, and we need your help. So I hope you'll do that.
Yes.
But the Uncle Muggsy books at mystore.com, they are so cheap. I'm not kidding. These are gigantic. These are not like normal children's books. These are like coffee table.
They are.
Glorious. Like, we printed them ourselves. We did them ourselves. So that's incredible. So now, before we go to Jonathan Cahn, I have no time to tell you about Pride Month. But here's what I think. I don't think Pride Month has anything to do with gays. I think it is about establishing a kind of one world religion, that we all have to bow before this one world religion, and it's got nothing to do with, it's just a way of weeding out serious Muslims, serious Jews, serious Christians who believe sex is between a man and a woman in marriage for life, And that's so it's a curious thing that it's a month long. They're pushing it everywhere. And the Greek Orthodox Church has even gotten involved in this. I am astonished and grieved. If you follow me on Twitter, you can read the article. I'll talk more about that when we come back after Jonathan Kahn. So don't go away. And don't forget mystore.com, mypillow.com. Use code Eric. And for crying out loud, go to ericmetaxas.com and sign up for the newsletter, or else today is the day.
I feel a shiver up my spine.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their three-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day, to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Hey folks, are you concerned about memory loss for you or a loved one? VivaLore's founder prayed that God would show her the solution to memory loss because her mother had dementia. After many divine encounters combining faith and her background as a pharmacist, Susan Gibson created VivaLore Memory Support. VivaLore is a premium quality all-natural supplement with 5 to 20 times more nutrients than any other memory supplement. It won awards and has 3 books independently written about it. Visit VivaLore.com for testimonials about the life-changing improvements people have experienced. VivaLore is for those with normal memory, mild or severe memory loss. Don't wait until your memory slips. The pathology starts 20 years before your first memory loss symptom. That's VivaLore, VivaLore.com. Check it out. Remember, VivaLore is a premium quality all-natural supplement with 5 to 20 times more nutrients than any other memory supplement. VivaLore is V-I-V-O-L-O-R at VivaLore.com. Enter promo code 20 for 20% off. VivaLore.com, V-I-V-O-L-O-R.com. Hey there, folks. Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. As you know, I am a fan of Jonathan Kahn. He was been on this program before, and he's the author of The Harbinger and now a sequel called The Harbinger 2. Jonathan Kahn, what can I say except thanks for what you do and welcome to the program.
Thank you, and likewise.
I want to start with an easy question.
Okay.
I've asked you this before, and I think you weren't ready for it. I'll just ask this again. Johnny Cash. He always wore black, and he wrote a song. They ask me why I'm always dressed in black. When I wear dark colors on my back, you know. And he had reasons.
Yeah.
And so my question is: are you the Jewish Johnny Cash? Yes or no?
I have to say yes.
Okay, this time I got a yes.
Thank you. I was reluctant before.
Thank you. All right, from here on in,
we're okay.
This is easy.
Okay.
That was just the only question.
That
I thought
tough.
If I could steer you there,
we got it.
Okay. Yeah. We got to talk about, you and I had a really fun, important conversation in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It was Dayspring Christian Academy brought us there, and what a great school that is. Dayspring Christian Academy, they're practically the best there is. They are. But our conversation was so fascinating. As usual, when it was over, I thought, I want to just keep going. And I said, please come on my program as soon as possible so we can just keep going. So, you know, this week we're in the final days of June here. I just want to say, I want to get into your book and The Harbinger 2, obviously. But just for people who don't know anything, you talk about how the Bible gives us a model, chronological types, their figures in there that we can look at today. And you suggest that
Obama is what a type of Ahab,
or no? Joram. We can. Yeah, that's
what did I say?
Yeah,
Ahab?
Yeah. That's in the paradigm. But yeah, that's the paradigm that. And it's not saying that the Bible is predicting or prophesying. It's saying that there are templates.
Yes.
And things replay. And so yeah. So yeah. So each one, the amazing thing that from if you go from the time of the Clintons up to the time of Trump, it's quite amazing. I mean, even down to specific years. But
well,
yes.
Wait. This is the point. I want my audience to understand. Like I've read this, okay? It's insane, folks. I dare you to read it and try to figure out how it's wrong, because I failed. It seems to me, Jonathan, that by God's grace, you stumble on something astonishing. Mm. And so, look, I know you. You're a serious guy. You love God. You're not here to play some game to sell books. You've stumbled on something, and you take it with the proper sobriety that this is really a big deal. But as we try to help educate people, I mean, the Bible is an astonishing book. It is an amazing book spoken by God through the prophets. And so there are things there like this. A lot of people would simply dismiss this out of hand. But to me, I would say, well, how do you dismiss it? Because when I read it, I'm amazed by these parallels.
I'm the first one to be amazed, you know, Eric. And, you know, this started with a harbinger. But the point is that the Bible said, you know, Jesus, you know, the Lord said these things in the Hebrew Scriptures are for us. They are examples. And particularly Paul speaks about the fall of Israel as an example for us. So listen, as you said, the Lord's in charge of everything. I mean, every detail. He knows, you know. So the thing is that I mean, he gives warning. He speaks through his word as well. So the fact is that what he said is going to give us wisdom. It's going to give us revelation. And yeah, I mean, when most of these things come, you said stumbling. I like that word, because I never sought this. It just from the harbinger to the paradigm, never. And it just came one. I said, whoa, no, it can't be this then. And then, I mean, everything to when you were speaking about the leaders and the paradigm, I mean, down to exact dates, I mean, which we can touch on. But yeah, the point is God's in control. You know, sometimes people think my books are, you know, are scary, but the other people say, you know what? No, it's saying that every single thing that's happening, God is still in control and there is still a plan. And whether people are following the wrong plan or not, we still have a calling. But yeah, absolutely.
So in this... In the paradigm, basically, in this template, who ends up? What is Trump? Is what a
Jehu?
Is a Jehu? Jehu's kind of a wild man.
Yes,
but used for good.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. If you look at the template, it's of a nation falling away from God, and all these leaders are following this paradigm. And you get to this point where you have the house of Ahab and Jezebel. And if they continue, the nation is lost. So at that moment, this man rises up, and I'm talking about in the Bible, and God raises this guy, Jehu. Jehu, as you said, wild, impulsive, unpredictable, and he's not a politician. He's a fighter. You know, well, you have Donald Trump. He's wild. He's impetuous. He's unpredictable. And he raises him up and he sets him on this race to the throne. Now, this is the thing where as Jehu is literally racing to take the throne, they see him in the distance. They say, we can't tell, but it must be Jehu because he drives like a madman. If you look at the race of Donald Trump, unlikely, but he comes head to head with the former first lady of Israel, which is Jezebel, which is another story. So
we're not talking about Trump. We're talking about Jehu, but it's a kind of a creepy parallel.
Yeah. And so they come head to head, and Jehu, you know, the former first lady, well, I will say in our case, it was Hillary Clinton. Everybody said she was going to win. She has a downfall, just like Jezebel. Trump becomes the new thing. Now, not only that, but
the dogs have not licked up her blood. Just to be clear, folks, it's not a perfect parallel.
And we're not praying for that. But
no, we're not.
Some people ask me for that. But the other thing is that as Jehu is coming to the throne, he makes an alliance with the religious conservatives of the land. And he particularly chooses one who's in the chariot with him, who's named Jehonadab, who's a pious man, who Trump chooses Pence, and he makes an alliance. And by that, he comes to the capital city. And when Jehu is heading to the capital city, he has one agenda. It is to drain the swamp. I mean, and this thing goes, I mean, you know, Eric, even the timing of when this happened. An example, you know, with Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was on the national stage with her husband for 22 years, from the time he became governor to the end of his presidency, 22 years. Then on her own, she was in Washington. She took 2 years of retiring from public life. She was 14 years. Then she ran for a president, 14 years. If you look at Jezebel, she was on the national stage with her husband 22 years on her own 14 years, and then came the downfall.
Are you paying attention, audience? Did Jonathan make this up? You could look it up. We can all add 22, 14, like it's, you know. This is what I find amazing. Even if people disagree with you, I would say to them, okay, then how do you explain? This is like, because it goes on and on and on and on. It doesn't end there. So what happens to Jehonadab?
Yeah, well, interesting. You know, Eric, I don't know if we'll have time. I can share something that's not in the paradigm because it happened after. It happened this year, but linked to everything that happened in Washington, D.C., which is actually part of the paradigm. But Jehonadab stays in an alliance. You know, I mean, we don't know what
he's the one. He's the one that you say it's kind of like Pence. In other words,
pious.
You have
conservative.
So Jehonadab allies with Jehu.
With Jehu. Jehu says, come with me.
So Jehu's the Trump figure. Jehonadab is the Pence figure. So, what happens to Jehonadab? I'm just curious.
Well I don't, like, you know, the Bible simply says that, I mean, Jehonadab was with Jehu when they went into Washington and was part of the work of trying to drain the swamp.
Right.
And, you know, and then, you know, he doesn't come to power. He is a religious figure. But that's not necessarily saying what's going to happen to Trump.
Right.
I mean, what happened to Pence, you know. But there's an amazing thing that is, I don't know if we'll have time, but the thing is that there is a thing that when Jehu comes to the capital city, one of the things he comes against is Baal worship, which is the killing of children. They're offering up children.
Okay, so when Trump comes to power, he becomes dramatically pro-life, literally the most pro-life president ever had in America.
That's right. And Jehu, before this, was actually on the wrong side. Jehu was actually a friend of Ahab, and so Trump was also on the wrong side originally, but he becomes this way. And what happens is when he comes to Washington, when Jehu comes to the Capitol, he destroys the Temple of Baal. And that's really his rise to power. Destroys it. Well, it falls. So one of the principles, when Jehu rises, the Temple of Baal falls. Well, there actually, Eric, has been a Temple of Baal, literally standing in the world since the time of ancient times. It's been about 2,000 years.
Where is this?
Palmyra, Syria. Okay.
I thought you were going to say Georgetown.
No.
Palmyra, Syria.
It's Palmyra, Syria. And the thing is, when Trump announced his candidacy, he says, when Jehu rises, 2 months later, the ancient Temple of Baal falls to the earth.
You're kidding.
Literally.
You're kidding.
Literally. After 2,000 years.
You're not
kidding. Literally.
Okay. And, Palmyra.
Yeah. Palmyra, Syria.
There was a Temple of Baal. So we can Google this, folks. Palmyra, P-A-L-M-Y.
Yep. Right.
Palmyra. There was a Temple of Baal, and you say that it fell down after 2,000 years,
after about 2 months when Trump began his rise. The principle in the Bible is when Jehu rises, the Temple of Baal falls. And this, Eric, is going to take us. Do you want to happen in Washington, D.C. in January 6th, the Capitol Hill? I haven't spoken about it much. It's from the paradigm, but it's beyond the paradigm. It's after. It actually is fulfilling the paradigm.
I want you to talk about this. I know my audience doesn't care. Most of them think January 6th, anything happen then? Folks, when we come back, I'm talking to Jonathan Kahn. We're going to talk about the biblical parallel with January 6th. I don't know what he's going to say, but I'm really interested. We'll be back with the Jewish, Johnny Cash, my friend Jonathan Kahn. Don't go away.
And you're left alone to pay the prices high. But somehow you'll survive, don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does.
Prescription Dispensing Labs is a national licensed pharmacy specializing in personalized prescription and natural medicine. The pharmacists at PD Labs are credited with formulating unique nasal sprays for the dreaded brain fog and a leader in uncovering new compounds to improve your health. PD Labs is one of the first pharmacies to now offer a telemedicine group trained in prevention medicine and how to restore your health. They have developed signature professional supplements that really work rather than just promotional advertising. PD Labs Pharmacy prides itself on innovation and amazing customer service that show dedication to your health. Today, everyone needs a choice in their healthcare, and they bring many refreshing options on how to maximize your body's amazing capabilities to bounce back. PD Labs has an extensive network of practitioners nationwide dedicated to true health care, not sick care. Visit their website, pdlabsrx.com, for free health tips, podcasts, and their popular online store. Call 888-909-0110. Ask for Ray and tell them Eric sent you. That's 888-909-0110.
Hey, gang. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, C-A-H-N, author of many important books, among them The Harbinger and The Harbinger 2. Jonathan, we're talking about current events, how current events fall into these patterns. You said that biblically what happened on January 6th in D.C., that somehow this fits into this. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, and this is not, you know, I'm not making a, you know, this is not saying pro what happened, it's not saying against what happened, but here's...
And first of all, what the heck happened? No one knows because the media won't cover it. So let's put that to the side.
Yeah.
So tell us.
And yeah, so this isn't political. This is spiritual here, but this is also, this is a template here. Now, as we're talking about the paradigm, it ends with, the book ends with Jehu coming to the throne, or here, Trump coming to
power.
To power. And so we said there's a thing between Jehu, and you can read it in the Bible, Jehu and the Temple of Baal. We just spoke about something that happened, an amazing, you know, convergence where a Temple of Baal falls. When Jehu comes to the capital city, he attacks the Temple of Baal, but he does it in a certain way. So here's the first thing. Is there in America, do we have a temple? Here's a, in the time of Jehu, it's a Temple of Baal that's in the capital. So it's the central capital temple. Now, we don't have technically, you know, temples in America, but there is one building that is called, has always been called, the temple of democracy, the temple of America, America's temple. It even says it in its halls. It says we have no temple but this one, and that is the Capitol building. That is the Capitol. Now, the Capitol Hill building, you know, I'm not saying it's a pagan thing, but I'm saying that, first of all, it is actually modeled after the pagan, the Pantheon, and other pagan temples. But of course, they, you know, there's prayers to God offered. But in January, the government changed. The first week of January, it changed. And you now had a power controlling the Congress. The Democrats came. Their agenda was offering up children, was abortion.
Well, before you go into that, just to be clear, I thought that the government changes on the 20th. In other words, when you say the January 6th.
The presidency changes.
Right.
But the presidency changes, but the new, from what I know, I mean, the Congress, you know, I believe that, you know, they opened up the new Congress there. Yes, the president wasn't until January 20th.
In any event, go ahead. That's good.
Yeah. Okay. So now the thing is, now the agenda that's controlling, you just had an election, that's going to control the government is an agenda of literally of Baal. It is of Baal worship. It is of the offering up of children. It is sexual immorality. All these things are Baal, which Trump came against. Okay, but now they're coming. That week is going to determine everything. Everything's hanging in the balance. That's the week where they're going to count the votes, you know, in the Congress, in that building. That's also the week that you have the election of Georgia, which was only finalized on that Wednesday. Everything comes together on that Wednesday. Everything is going to come to a not only a political head, but a spiritual head. So you got all these things going on. So it's all focusing. Now, in the paradigm, Jehu comes to the capital city and he lays, he actually calls people from all around the country to come to the capital city. Well, Trump did that too for that rally. All over there. And then he ultimately, and this is not, again, I'm just telling you the template, I'm not talking about, you know, the specifics, but ultimately there's going to be a siege of that building. There's going to be a siege of that building
by Jehu's people.
Well, it's interesting. Here's the interesting thing. You know, now it says that he actually, Jehu, and this is, again, this is not to say about whether what Trump's thing, Trump said, let's make it peaceful and all that. So, but the point is there's a template here. And so the people, whether they're acting on their own or whatever's happening, or the people who, whatever, the overall thing is, it says that they take the building. They lay siege to the building. They go inside the building while there are people inside having proceedings. And one of the people who's inside the building is Jehonadab, which links to Pence. Pence is inside the building.
All right. Somebody needs to get the smelling salts because I'm about to lose consciousness. Continue.
And so they do that. They lay siege. They actually, in the end, they desecrate and all this thing, that building. But there's an agenda bill. By the way, Eric, that week, for the first time, the Congress was opened up with a prayer that week by a prayer to Brahma, if you remember, is the guy who said a man and a woman. Remember that? Well, he's also in the, by the way, that guy is in the paradigm, in the book The Paradigm. He comes back and he opens up for the first time, as far as I know, he opens up not to God, not to dedicating the new Congress to God and the new session to God, but he says he mentions the word Brahma.
B-R-A-H-M-A. That's where we get the Brahma bulls from. Okay, tell me, what is Brahma?
He might have thought that this is the, well, either way, it's Hinduism, but he may have thought it was the cosmic consciousness, you know, of everything. It's not. Brahma is a four-headed Hindu god.
By the way, if there's any four-headed listeners, we're not trying to offend you.
No.
We're not saying that's good
Absolutely
or bad.
Not.
We're just being descriptive. Brahma is a four-headed Hindu god.
That's how this Congress was opened up that week.
By praying to Brahma.
He says,
in America, in the
America.
United States of America, we had somebody in the Capitol praying to Brahma.
And this guy was a representative, and he was a pastor, too, okay, on top of
it. So
everything.
We're not making this up. Like, I wish we were, but no joke, somebody is so woke and so crazy that being asked to pray in the Capitol at this incredibly important time, they prayed to Brahma.
He dedicates everything here. So it's in that name. And so this is the way. So literally, you actually have, not only you have an agenda that is anti-God now, you also have a prayer, which is done, you know, in the Temple of Baal, you had prayers to foreign gods. So you got that. You have all that opening up this week that comes to a head. When you look in the Bible of Jehu and Baal, this is how it comes to a head. It's a siege on the Capitol Temple. Now, not only that, here I'm throwing this in too, as well. There's also the Capitol building actually has parts of it that are modeled after the Temple of Baal in Palmyra.
Whoa.
Yes.
We got to go to a break.
Okay.
This is too much. I'm having overload, folks. We'll be right back. Folks, we are talking to Jonathan Cahn, C-A-H-N. He's the author of many important books, The Harbinger, The Paradigm, Harbinger 2. You just said something astonishing. You said that the Capitol building in D.C. has some architectural parallels with the actual Temple of Baal.
Absolutely.
That just fell apart in Palmyra after 2,000 years.
When Trump rose. So here you have, that's the building that has actually part of it is linked to that very temple. This is back in the 19th century, but it's the same temple that fell when Trump. So now you have all.
Wait, how is the Capitol architecturally linked to the temple in Palmyra?
Well, first of all, the Capitol building is linked to several pagan, and again, I'm not saying it's what goes on, and now we're seeing there is something that goes on, but it's linked to the Pantheon in Rome, Greek temples, pagan temples. These are all, and there. I mean, I have this. I might have it on the web. I'm not sure, but you can compare. They compare it. They say, no, this part of it. You have a whole section, and you look at the temple, of Palmyra of Baal. It's the same thing. It's one section of it. But yes, yeah.
This is the wheat and the tares of the United States of America. It's an amazing thing that we have this in our...
Both.
Okay, so continue this conversation.
So we have the siege. Always when there's a battle, it's going to be Jehu and the Temple of Baal. So you got this. You had this thing at the beginning of Trump's presidency. You know, you have what I told you about that actual temple fell. Now you have at the end of this period, when you have a kind of takeover, the forces come back in the same form. The battle comes back in the same form. And the thing is that when it says when you look at the headlines of that week. The police in Washington gathered up 80 people from this. Now, since then, of course, they're searching the entire America for anybody. But they announced they had 80 people they arrested over this thing. 80
right.
people.
Right.
Okay. When you look, who came in. Now, when you look at Kings, the Book of Kings and Jehu, it says that the people that were stationed outside the Capitol, the temple of the Capitol, the Temple of Baal, went inside, it says 80 men. 80 men, 80 men, same number. And I don't know if it's on television, but your face is amazing. But not only that, Well, when they were inside the Capitol, those who were resisting that vote, if you remember, there were two main states. One was Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania had congressmen, had all sorts of congresspeople who were part of that petition, who were trying to block it, trying to block this.
Yeah.
The number of them, 80 congressmen, 80, 80, 80. So the thing is this, Eric, here's the thing. I won't go into more, but here's the thing. This is not in the paradigm. This is the paradigm after the paradigm. And the thing is that, here's the thing. At the beginning of Trump's rise, you have this template. So now you have it here at the end, the force. But here the difference is, here you have the forces of Baal that have ascended. So, you know, because that wasn't a victory in the end for those who were supporting Trump. It wasn't in the end. It was not a victory. It was the fact is that they took over. Basically, the government has been taken over by those who have an agenda which goes with Baal, not with Jehu. So you have this. So what does it tell them? We're in the days right now. I mean, if we didn't feel this already, we're in the days of where they're in the mainstream culture, mainstream politics. You said corporation, everything is becoming the agenda of Baal.
No question.
And therefore, we are in this time that we have to take up the mantle of Elijah. Because in the times of Baal, the thing that comes, that God raises up, is Elijah. You know, Elijah, that's part of that as well. So we have to become, you know, you're looking at all these believers who are, all these pastors and churches that are compromising, that are going with the flow. As you said, the flow goes over the waterfall. The point is, God is looking for those who will stand up. We have to be bolder. We have to be more radical. We have to be more revolutionary. Elijah didn't care what people said. He went against the flow. And if we can't do that, we're not going to stand. God is calling all of us to do that. These are the days we sing. These are the days of Elijah. Well, that's the days of Baal. And that means these are days of radical. We have to become radical.
I've been saying this a lot. When I was at NRB in Dallas, and then before that I was at in Orlando, and before that I was in Dallas, I keep saying this, that unfortunately, we have to choose. We can no longer be on the fence. And if, by the way, if you want to play the game of sitting on the fence, you're actually on the wrong side. You're not on the fence. Either you choose to speak the truth now, and you choose to vote with your money, with your decisions, with everything. Either you do that, or you're drifting along with the wrong side in the wrong direction. So, you know, Bonhoeffer never actually said it, but it's been attributed to him, the famous quote, "Silence in the face of evil is itself evil." Hmm. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. God will not hold us guiltless. In other words, if you think, I'm going to sit this one out, there's no such thing. You will be graded. Either you get a pass or a fail. And there are people thinking, well, I don't want to, you know, I'm going to keep my powder dry for when things get serious. Things are serious now.
Yeah. The grays are disappearing. And so, you know, and so the part of the gray is becoming darker. Part of the gray is becoming lighter. You know, it's a remnant that's becoming lighter. But this is, you know, and this is a gigantic thing, because, you know, we go back and people are praying, you know, I wish I could live in biblical times. Congratulations. You are living in biblical times.
I was going to say, that's exactly correct.
Biblical times. See, we had a time that was actually kind of unique, that we had this merging of the gospel and culture, you know, Middle Ages, up till now. And most of us grew up, it was still very much that way. You know, everybody said, I'm a Christian, but it was kind of gray in many ways, you know. So now the grays are disappearing. It's becoming more like it was in the book of Acts.
That is precisely correct. There's no doubt that this is true. I mean, I've discerned this for years. I've just even believed that the Lord spoke this to me prophetically, that this is one of those things where you can see this in the spirit, that people are no longer allowed to sit on the fence. Either you're going to say what is right and true and be willing to trust God, or you're not. And Germany was there in the 30s, and people hesitated, and we see what happened.
Yeah. What's happening is not even nominal Christianity is going to be disappearing, because it either becomes totally apostate on one side.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then what's left is going to be radical. What's left are those who say, I don't care, I'm not going with the flow, because many people just go with the flow. When I was growing up, you know, both parties would consider themselves Christian.
Of course.
And they were both for life.
They would never dream of saying the things they're saying today.
No. And now you've had the polarization in politics, you know. And so the thing is that, so, you know, we want the book of Acts. The book of Acts was polarized. And one of the things we think about the end times, people think it's just all evil. No, there's light and darkness, but the light has to shine in the darkness, but it has to shine. And we got to be willing to take risks, and we have to be willing to pay the price, but God will anoint that, just as he has always anointed those who stand.
Well, we may be out of time in this hour, but they tell me there's another hour coming up. Alban, do we have another hour coming up? You know what that means, don't you? It means lock the doors. Jonathan Cahn is staying. We're not going to let him go. We're going to keep talking. Don't go away. Oh, hello. Wow. Hey, Alvin, we're interrupting Jonathan Cahn.
Wow.
And you know what? He needs interrupting because it's too much to take in. It's like drinking from a fire hose. And we definitely haven't gotten to the best part.
Oh, no, 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 no.
What he says in the second hour, which is coming up in a few seconds, you'll see. You'll see. It's at least provocative.
At least.
It's at least provocative.
That's the least of it.
So we got a couple things to cover. I need to talk about Pride Month. I need to talk about the Greek Orthodox Church. I need to talk about Nutramedics.
Oh, yeah. Nutramedics. Yes.
I think, okay, Nutramedics.com. Again, you want to use the code Eric to get 20% off, which is a significant discount. They have everything, and I'm getting more and more hooked on this stuff, but I've been making a mistake.
What? What is it?
I've been taking a dropper full of melatonin when I go to sleep.
Right.
Because I normally would take, like, either 1 milligram. I take very little. 1 milligram, a half a milligram, just a teeny, teeny bit, right? Mm-hmm. But literally, they don't say how many milligrams are in a dropper full.
Yeah.
So I must be assuming that it's the right amount, and I'm taking a dropper full, and it's like... It punches me into another dimension.
Yes.
And I wake up out of the side of the road, half naked, and...
That was you?
Yep.
We just kept driving. I'm sorry.
It's so powerful. And so I'm thinking, I need to talk to the head of Nutramedics, Tim Eaton, and say, Hey, Tim, how much should I take? And he's going to go, well, you've been taking what? And he's going to check my head to see if, like, horns have sprouted. Because if you do, you know, if you mess up, you can sprout feathers. Like, stuff can happen. Yes. So, but anyway... I take the magnesium, I take the zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D.
Yep.
Anybody should be taking this stuff pretty much every day if you're an adult,
yes.
Right? And a lot of listeners are adults.
A lot of them.
But listen, this stuff is great. Some of the products, I won't get into it now, but you know that they've got, you know, we had him on the program. If you haven't seen it, you can watch him. And I got to tell you, when he gets into how they found some of these things, I mean, this is kind of next level, you know, nutrition. And so it's Nutramedics.com. I was in, I don't know, CVS or Target or where I was, and you're seeing, you know, the vitamin C and the melatonin. And I thought, I would be spending the money here.
Yeah.
Why would I want to spend it here when I can get 20% off by using the code Eric and give the money to somebody who is using their profits? They give 50%, at least 50% of the profits.
Yeah, that's a lot.
To missions.
Yeah.
And to God's work around the world.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, that's kind of cool. I got to tell you, I mean, if you believe in helping the little guy, I think people in the jungles of South America, they would really appreciate that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Instead of blowing your money at CVS or wherever you get your vitamin D, vitamin C, melatonin, zinc, magnesium, blah, 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 maybe, just maybe, you can go to Nutramedics.com. And check it out. Oh, we want to warn you, tomorrow, Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
Folks, do not miss it.
No.
And you got to go to EricMetaxas.com to get the videos. Have I ever mentioned that, Alvin?
No, never.
Probably never. EricMetaxas.com. You need to do it once.
Do it.
Can you do it once? Don't do it twice. Just do it once today, and we're watching you.
You'll be glad you did.
And I want to say also, you can get, on Friday, we're doing our special Yankee Doodle Muggsy July 4th celebration. We'll tell you more about it on Friday, but the point is, if you want to get those books, you have to go to mystore.com.
Yeah.
They are priced so cheaply that you will be astonished. If you're not astonished, you're not paying attention. When you get the books, you'll say, oh, now I see what Eric was talking about. They're gigantic, coffee table, gorgeous. Like, they're gorgeous. They're
while
not
you're watching
books.
Those fireworks over the... Mount Rushmore, you can be reading.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
Okay, so I read this morning, I want to mention this just as a bummer to ask whether we're living in the end times. The Greek Orthodox Church celebrated a divine liturgy at St. Bart's Church, an Episcopal church here in Manhattan. They celebrated in St. Bart's, which is an Episcopal church. But St. Bart's is not just an Episcopal church. It is famous for pushing the pro-LGBTQ, LMNOP agenda.
Yeah.
And they have a big rainbow flag, and they actually consecrated the rainbow flag a few days before for Pride Month. And I thought, if the Greek Orthodox Church is getting involved in this, we're in the end times. Mm. The only question is where. But it's like a one-world religion. It's creepy. And we'll be right back with Jonathan Kahn.